What is so special about the appeal of Fairport?
Well, I think it's longevity and it's continual change, I suppose. Change, but still keeping a thread of something that's Fairport throughout all of its different incarnations. You know,
this is a special time, isn't it? 45th anniversary tour as well.
Well, it's amazing, and it's 1967. I'm sure all the chaps then didn't think about how long things were going to go on for, as you know. And really, it's been that, I think it's been that continual fact that the band is a touring band. It's a band that likes to go out and play, and meet the audience. You know, that's a very important part of Fairport. Without our very loyal following, and sometimes they bring new people into that fold, the band wouldn't be. You know, and that's the kind of and so what's nice about the winter tour is we go out around all over Britain, up into Scotland, down as far as Cornwall, into people's home areas, and hopefully they'll turn out and come and see our brand new show.
Dave Swarbrick, you served your time with him, didn't you?
I did. From my school days, really, I have to say, my elder brother was bringing home Fairport Convention records and Dave Swarbrick and Martin Carthy records. And I just loved the sound of Swarb's fiddle playing. It was instantly went to my heart. And at the tender age of 13, I picked up a fiddle and started playing and never looked back. And just really through those years when when you're young and you can be obsessive about something. And I really was. I had just all that time to just play fiddle. And Swarb was the player, amongst several others, but he was the main person that I concentrated on and I kind of learned all his stuff. And then when you reach a certain point in your playing, you suddenly find your own voice. But I was lucky enough then to find myself in a band with Swarb, a band called Whippersnapper, and that was wonderful playing alongside him. I mean, you just learn so much from being in the presence of people like that.
You're at Lincoln's Drill Hall, Chris.
We are.
What can we look forward to?
Well, we're doing a lot of the set is from, as I say, our brand new studio album, which is by popular request. And as you said earlier, it's things that people have voted for, and we've gone back in and done our version of them. And I think we've found that happy line between not being a karaoke version, you know, not going in and trying to recreate the track as it was, because all the tracks that we've done have been classics in their time. But we've gone in and played to our strengths of the current lineup, and I have pulled a few instruments in from left of field, which I won't mention. You have to buy the album or come and see us, because there's at the finish of the night, I pull out an instrument that might not be expected in Fairport.
Oh. Well, there's a teaser, if you like. Right, listen, it's been great talking to you, Chris.
Thanks, Rob.